What's up, gentlemen? This is Rising Phoenix Podcast, a podcast about how to rise up after your divorce. I'm your host, divorce coach, Michael Rhodes. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the show. This is episode 108. Apologies for the delay. As you all know, I think you know, I've been having some sort of struggles, anxieties in life in general, and that's affected my my mental health for sure, but I guess my ability maybe to, I don't know if ability is the right word, but it's affected me scheduling out new guests, and that's because I have this anxiety around booking. So I don't know how many folks, but probably none of you know this, or maybe a couple. A long time ago, I used to manage local bands, and I used to work for a national management firm. And I put on concerts and festivals, small stuff, like in clubs, 500-600 people type capacity type places. So nothing huge, but one of the rules was always that I preached to bands that I worked with or bands that I booked for or managed was if you're going to book a show, you don't cancel. And if you cancel shows, don't book them. And so I have this sort of anxiety around booking a guest and then not being able to follow through. And it's happened in the past, but it's the because shit happens, shit comes up, but there's more anxiety around it because of this job, and I just don't know what my schedule is going to be, and things pop up, and I have a boss who he's kind of chatty, and so there are times when he calls and I feel very anxious if I'm not able to answer, and I would freak the fuck out if I was in the middle of a podcast interview and my boss called. But I got to figure out how to wrap my head around that, and I'm starting to make efforts on that front, and I'll get to some of that, but I just wanted to touch on, where I've been. I know you guys probably know that, but I just wanted to sort of reiterate that, I've had to take some time off to deal with the anxieties of life, to deal with the anxieties of the job, and determine what am I going to do about this? The things that I teach, I essentially needed to apply to myself. I had to figure out what was the problem and what is this, it's not the solution. It's what is the effort that is going to be made to alleviate the identified problem. And you have to be specific about some of these things or all of these things. Specific problems will allow you to take specific actions. So if you know exactly what's going on, I can say, oh, I'm stressed. Well, but why? What does that mean? And so I had to take some time to really sort of figure this out. I got a new therapist, as you know, I've been working with her, and that's been pretty good, although sporadic. I think the biggest thing that has helped me lately is, and I'll quote and I'll butcher it, Mr. Viktor Frankl, and he was a Holocaust survivor, and he wrote a book called, I believe it's called, I've never read the book, I just know the quote, the book, and I'm going to read the book, it's on the list of to read, but that fucking list is long. I believe it's called Man's Search for Meaning, and the famous quote is, and again I'm going to butcher it, but he talks about the space between stimuli and response lies your power. And so in other words, if you're triggered, if someone pisses you off, someone makes you upset, the space in between that moment and your response is where your power lies. And so I've tried to, when a phone call comes in, a work phone call, when an email comes in, I've decided to take that time to pause and take my power and use it and decide, is this something that I need to be stressed out about? Is this something I need help with? Is this something I can handle? Is this something that it requires my absolute attention, requires me to be stressed? So it's really about sort of taking the time to decide who I want to be and the kind of person that I want to be. Do I want to be stressed out? Do I want to be pissed off? Do I want to be angry? Do I want to be sad? And some of these things are sort of inescapable, right? You're going to be triggered. You're going to be pissed. You're going to be sad. These things happen. And I'm going to talk about something else that happened recently that shows that the work that I talk about here God, does it pay off? It really does. And I'll get to that. So anyway, so I've been working with cultivating my power in that space and making decisions about who do I want to be. And who I want to be is someone that is not rattled by the everyday bullshit of life. It's still going to happen. Don't get me wrong, but I've gotten much, much, much better at taking the time to determine whether or not this is something. And I'm really practicing it. I promise you, this is something I'm really working on. Do I want to be stressed out? Do I want to be pissed? Do I want to be angry? Do I want to be sad? And again, some of these things are inevitable. They're going to happen, and that's okay. And it's also the power is also in, do I want to stay in this mindset? So let's say in that space between stimuli and response, let's say I get it wrong, quote unquote, and I get sad, angry, mad, whatever. I have it within my power. And this is the trickier part to change that. It's really hard, but I am finding it much easier to cultivate that space and that pause and then decide. When you react lightning quick like that, it's harder to change your mindset, at least for me. But if I take that time to pause and determine whether or not, how do I want to perceive it? How do I want to receive? How am I receiving it? How do I want to receive it and perceive it? And then how do I want to respond? What kind of person do I want to be? Do I want to be stressed out right now by this email? I breathe. No, I don't. Okay, so let's take a look at it. You know, what are they asking for? What do they need? What can I do? What can't I do? What, you know, maybe I did mess up, whatever, right? I can take the time to determine who do I want to be, a stressed out, pissed off individual, or someone who is able to take the punches and the blows of life and go, okay, I don't want to respond like this is how I want to respond. And it's hard, man. It is hard, but doing that work of being mindful, and it all centers around this, and that's my opinion, that's my belief. I fucking believe it. It's about being mindful of your thoughts and being able to determine whether or not those thoughts are helpful or hurtful. And so a stimulus comes in, an email comes in that's like, why didn't you do this? And I can determine in that moment to take that personal in a way that it is hurtful. Or I can decide, well, that person, maybe they're having a bad day, or maybe they're wrong, or maybe I did screw up, or whatever, right? I can decide, who do I want to be? How do I want to respond? Instead of just allowing my brain and its old habits and patterns and pasts to dictate how I'm going to be. I am in control of my brain. My brain is not in control of me. That's fucking hard to do, though. And I'm not perfect at it, and I fuck up, but I work on it, and it pays off. And I'm gonna talk about how it pays off here in, I don't know if I have anything else to cover. I think that kind of covers kind of where I am at. I just got back from vacation, and I'm doing pretty well. The vacation went by way too fast. I had a good time. I found myself doing fishing, and I really like fishing. I'm going to be one of those guys now, I guess, going forward. It's fucking fun catching a fish, I got to say. We fished last year. We went on a fishing trip. This one was a little different because, well, the fishing trip we went on a half-day expedition. And I'm not going to touch on this stuff too much, but I'm just saying, I really like fucking fishing. Last year we went, and it was an expedition. Not expedition, is probably not the right fucking word. What do they call it? I forget what they call it. But it was a charter. It was a half-day. We caught a lot of fish. It was fun. But it was done sort of, I wouldn't say for us, but the dude, the guide, whatever, he was really good at what he did, and he really helped us, and he kind of led the way. This guy, not so much. Didn't have as good a time on the charter, but then we went out later, and we rented a pontoon boat, and we went out and we fished, and I caught a fish, and that was awesome. And then we went on the pier, and I fished, and I almost caught a fish. That's a long story. It was probably a stingray I hooked, and it spooled me. It took fucking, I don't know how many feet were wrapped on that thing, 250, 350, 400 feet. I don't know. It took my whole fucking spool. And the guy at the pier was like, yeah, it's probably a stingray. They do it all the time. So, but it was fucking fun. I fought that fucker for a good 20 minutes. But anyway, I had a good vacation. I'm back. And I'm already starting to take action. I've sent some emails this evening to some potential guests, and I'm going to try and work my way through this anxiety I'm having on booking guests, and just be open and honest and say, listen, it might come up that I have to cancel at the last minute. I don't want to do that. I apologize, but I have a real job, which is good and bad. Good because it pays well. Bad because it's a fucking job, right? So all that said, I want to talk about the work and how it has paid off for me. So in terms of my children, it was a really great vacation. My children and I had some really great bonding moments. It was a lot of fun for us. And when it came time when I got home yesterday evening and she came to pick them up, I got incredibly sad. I really did not want my girls to go. And I cried, and I cried in front of my daughters, and not in a, you know, in a fetal position type of way, but I was clearly upset, and I let them know that I was going to miss them. I didn't want them to go, but not in a, you know, not in an accusatory manner towards the ex, and I'll get to sort of my thought process, but I opened up to my children a little bit and just let them know I was going to miss them. And it was a really good experience. It further strengthened the bond, I think. But this is a case of doing the work paying off, of being mindful of the stimuli the stimuli and then thus the response, right? So I knew that I was upset. Clearly, I was mindful. Man, I really don't want them to go. And there was a split second where I didn't want to cry. It was probably, I don't know, 10, 20, 30 seconds, somewhere around there, probably not quite 30, where I felt like I didn't want to show that to them. And so I was recognizing it happening. I started to get a little bit angry, and I thought I could go out there and tell that bitch, you know, fuck you, you did this. And that's the old me. That's what the guy who never did any work, who never was able to embrace his sadness for what and leave it at sadness. This is the guy who would, when he was hurt, he would turn to anger. And I saw that. It was fucking clear as day to me. And I said, first of all, it's my sadness. It's my grief. It's my, my feelings. They're mine. Right. Was she a part of that process of getting me to that in a way? Of course. Right. She wanted the divorce. She has, you know, thrust this upon me and myself and my children and all that. Right. But the feelings that I was feeling were mine. And so if I turn to anger and lash out at her, number one, I rob myself of the ability to feel the actual feeling, not the anger, the sadness, and thus heal and to grieve properly and feel a little bit better. Because I'm actually feeling it, I'm naming it, I'm sad. You know, they say name it to tame it. That's so fucking true. If you can pinpoint what it is that you're actually feeling, you can deal with it and face it, and then you have power over it because you know what it is. But when you go lightning quick to anger, which I started to do, you rob yourself of the opportunity to really feel the true feeling and to thus heal from it and be able to move on from it and not be resentful. Because I could have stayed in anger, and I could have spent my whole evening being pissed off and bitter, and would have ruined my whole fucking evening. Instead, I realized and recognized what was going on. And I said, no, I'm not doing that, man. I'm going to feel this feeling. And I cried a little bit in front of my girls. And then I left and I bawled like a little baby. But I dealt with it and I felt it. And I didn't put my bullshit on anyone else. Because here's the other part. If I would have done that, I would have not only given my shit, right, my inability to deal with my hurt feelings, I would have given it to the ex, which, of course, part of you and me says, who gives a shit? Fuck her. You ain't wrong. But because my kids are there, then it becomes their issue. So then my inability to deal with my hurt becomes their hurt. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if we don't learn how to deal with our own hurt, we transfer it to other people, usually in the form of anger. And then we hurt others because we're hurting. And that's just, people talk a lot about what does it mean to be a man? Own your fucking feelings is step, I don't know, it's step one, but it's in there because they're my feelings. I should be man enough to own my feelings. That is my sadness. I should handle it and deal with it and process it. Because when I do, and here's what happened, then I have a few bad moments. You know, maybe I was sad for after they left, I don't know, 30 minutes, maybe 60 minutes. I don't think it was quite 60 minutes. I felt the feelings. I dove in, I leaned in and I cried and I felt it. And then I was fine. And I had a really great day today. It didn't linger. It didn't stay with me. And that shit is possible. It just fucking is. It takes hard work to do that, to get to that point. But it is possible to feel a feeling and not have it control your fucking life, to feel it, to heal it, to move on from it. Name it, to tame it, feel it, to heal it. Whatever fucking rhymey fucking thing you want to say, it works. It just does. And so here's the other part of that story. So at the end of the evening, I'm laying down on the couch. I was watching the new Walking Dead, Dead City, I think it's called. I think they used to call it Isle of the Dead, but they changed it. I don't fucking know. Anyway, it's Maggie and Negan. If you watch The Walking Dead, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. And by the way, I'm not sure I like the show. I like the characters for sure. I'm just not sure of the storyline. Anyway, I digress. I'm sitting on the couch and I'm like, fuck it, I'll pull up Bumble. And I start swiping. And who the fuck do I come across? My ex. And again, here's a case of doing the work and it paying off. I could have, again, easily turned to anger. Fuck you, you dumb, blah, 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 and all this. You know what I mean? If I would have stayed in my anger from earlier, it would have been exacerbated by seeing that profile, just seeing her. And by the way, she looked good. So Melissa, if you're listening, your profile picture you look good. You're an attractive woman for sure. But you also, amongst other things, you're a liar because you sure as fuck aren't 41 years old, by the way. I swipe left and I guess I shouldn't have called her out, but fuck it, whatever. I don't think she listens. I don't know if she does or not. I don't care. I mean, maybe it's some kind of setting or something or glitch, but so I swipe left, of course, because of course I'm not swiping right. Although someone said to me, you should swipe right just to fuck with her. One of my students. And of course I'm not going to do that. But anyway, so I swipe left and then I thought, well, wait a minute, did that say she was 41? I'm like, so I backed up and I was like, sure enough. And that made me chuckle. So again, doing this work and feeling these feelings and being able to manage my emotions allowed me to have a good day today, a good evening, and actually to be able to laugh at my ex, who apparently swore off dating, but yet is back on dating apps. And I only know that because of a conversation with my daughter. I wasn't asking. It's a long story. It's not what we're talking about. But anyway, she apparently just told my oldest that she was done dating. Back in December or something, or that's when I was told about it. Again, I didn't ask about it. I was talking about my experiences because my kids, I was dating someone. Okay. I'll just tell the story real quick. Maybe I said this before. Again, I talk a lot. I don't know what the fuck I say. I was dating someone my oldest daughter knew because she went to high school middle school with this woman's daughter. And so my daughters both were asking me a bunch of questions about this woman. And I was like, do you ask your mother all these questions? And that's when it came up. Oh, mom says she's done dating. So anyway, so I found it funny that, well, apparently she's not, which is fine. Do your thing, girl. But the fact that she's lying about her age, I don't know. I find it fucking funny. Maybe I'm wrong. And so my point is that if you're able to manage these emotions, they don't control your life. You can control them. Now, there are going to be things that can happen or will happen for sure that are going to throw me for a loop and I'm going to be distraught when I don't want to be and pissed off when I don't want to be. These things happen, but man, am I making strides and I feel really good about it. And so I'm sort of taking the time, I guess, a little bit to celebrate that and to let you know that if you do this work, it fucking pays off. And if you're out there and you're listening, you're like, I want you to imagine right now, and I don't know where you are in your journey. Maybe you're as far along as I am, and maybe you're in a good space too. But if you're not, or if you're in any part of your journey, just imagine coming across your ex's dating profile. And I'm sure a lot of you have, and it's not the first time I have. But being able to laugh it off and not ruin my day, my night, and then my next day is fucking progress. Now, sure, some people say, well, yeah, it's been almost 4 years. That is true. But there are a lot of men that I've come across that have this much time from the divorce or separation until, current day, and they still struggle. The work pays off is my fucking point. So that's that. The next thing I wanted to talk about is two things. I'm going to I don't know if I haven't said this on the podcast, but again, if you're in the divorce support for men group, you're aware of this. I'm taking a road trip. So I am flying down to Austin, Texas on the 30th of this month. So 2 weeks from now, I'll be flying to Austin, Texas. I'm going to rent a car. On the 31st of July, I'm going to start driving back home. It's probably going to be a 3-ish day trip. I'm going to try. It's about a 24-hour drive in total. I'm not going to drive 24 hours straight. I think I'm looking at driving 8 hours a day. I think I can fluctuate from that. I'm taking off work, so I'm not in a hurry to get back. But if you are on the route, and if you're listening and you're not in the divorce support for men group, reach out. If you're anywhere from sort of, I guess, the east of Texas, well, from Austin, all the way up to Pennsylvania. So I think the first stop is going to be in Arkansas. I'm probably going to stop in Nashville. I'm not sure from there. If you're in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, obviously, did I say Pennsylvania? Any of those states, and it's not too far off from my route, reach out, please. I'd love to interview folks along the way for the podcast, but if you just want to hang out, that is completely fine. Oh, we can just hang out. I can just meet you. That's cool too. So I'm hopeful that it'll be a 3 to 4 day journey, and then I'll be back home. And anything that I do film, any interviews will be put out as a podcast episode. And you know, I'm not sure. I haven't gotten anything concrete. I have one particular friend, Alpha Code alum, who said he's willing to tag along. He's going to fly to Austin. And this is what he says. I don't know if he's booked anything. I hope he does. I'd love to hang out with him. Adam, if you're listening, shout out to you, my friend. He's going to join me in Austin, and he lives in Nashville, and he'll join me on that stretch of the journey. So if you're anywhere and along that route, if you just want to put in Google, to Google Austin, Texas to York, Pennsylvania, if you're anywhere along that route, I would say, you know, if you're willing to drive an hour, I'll drive an hour. So if you're, you know, 2 hours off the route and are willing to drive an hour, I'll drive an hour off route to meet with you. I'd love to meet all of you guys. And if you would like to meet with me, just send me a message, send me an email. I do want to touch on this too. This happens on occasion. I'm not mad, but you know, I have a coaching, you guys know I have a coaching program, and I will get back to doing episodes on the program. And I also will get back to doing the discourse episodes with Chris. It's just, we've had some technical issues, and I just haven't been able to fix it. Like, we've recorded a few times and the audio hasn't worked out, and I'm going to fix it. I just don't know when it will happen, because I do enjoy those episodes. So anyway, what was I saying? So I think I was saying that I'm going to anything I record, I'm going to put out. By the way, this is the second time that I had to record this episode, because I was doing it earlier and I forgot what the fuck I was talking about. And normally I just don't worry about it. I don't edit it. I just leave it in, but I completely froze. I was like, what the fuck was I talking about? Anyway, I have the coaching program, and if you're interested, that is awesome. Book a call. Let's have a conversation. If you just want to talk to me, and that's, I'm flattered and I understand and I appreciate it, please don't book a coach's call. Just send me a message. And if you want to talk, we can still talk. We can get on a Zoom call. We can still talk. But when you book a coach's call, I get fucking excited. Like, all right, somebody wants to work with me. And it's happened on more than one occasion, or I wouldn't be bringing it up. People just want to talk to me. I just don't, just send me a message. I'll jump on a phone. And then someone the other day said, you know, how much for a consult? And I don't, you know, to talk to me? I'm not going to fucking charge anybody to talk to me. That's just fucking weird. So if you just want to, and I'm flattered and I appreciate it and I understand it, and that's fine. But I don't mind. It doesn't bother me at all. You know, people sometimes think that, you know, I'm sorry, you know, and I hear this all the time. I heard it tonight. Some guy messaged me. He's like, oh, I'm sorry to bother you. No, you're not fucking bothering me. I love talking to people. I love, I love talking to people that are thirsty for knowledge and are looking for help to navigate this. And that doesn't mean they're looking for paid help. I mean, just help. This the whole fucking premises of everything that I'm doing. But I can't do shit for free. But if you just want to talk to me, I'm not gonna just message me, send me an email, and say, hey man, I just really want to talk. That's cool. I just don't book a coach's call. I get excited and then I get let down because I'm like, oh man, God just wanted to talk to me, which again, it's flattering and I appreciate it. And it's weird. And, but I understand it. It's just, I get excited and then I get let down. So anyway, speaking of sort of talking with me and all that kind of stuff, if you're interested, I'm going to be doing a class on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, the 19th, at 9 PM Eastern. The event is in the Divorce Support for Men group. And so the Zoom, it's through Zoom. The Zoom link is in there. If you're not in that group and you want to attend this class, and I'll explain what it is, just send me an email and I'll send you the link to the Zoom. So what am I doing? So I often see, you know, people talk about, you know, change your thoughts, be more positive. I often see very negative comments from folks, which is understandable. It's par for the course when you're going through this bullshit. So I'm going to give a class on, and I said an hour, but it might take longer than that, on how to combat that, what to do about your negative thoughts, because it's something that I have struggled with in life, but I've developed sort of a, I don't want to say formula because that makes it sound like it, you know, well, this is the way and it has to be this way. I would say a method, maybe. I have a method that I use, but that method allows for the nuance of life or the nuance of the human experience. So in other words, I do a certain thing a certain way and that might not work for you, but that that method will. I know that doesn't really make any fucking sense. And I'm not trying to be secretive. I'm just trying to figure out how to say it that makes some kind of sense. I have a way that works for me to deal with my negative thoughts. But the exact way that I do it might not work for you, but the methodology that I use will. Again, I don't know if that makes any fucking sense. So anyway, if you want to attend, it's totally free. It is. I'll be honest. I guess it is. I guess I probably will do sort of a sales pitch type thing at the end. I think I don't. I'm really honestly not doing it for that. I just want to help because I see so much. I see so many folks with so many negative thoughts and negative comments and negative about themselves that I really just kind of want to help because I have those things too, but I have a system that works for me and I think it can help you. It's something that I definitely do teach and it is part of my program, but I'm hopeful that it will just help, period. And it's not, you know, do I hope that it'll generate interest? Yeah, I guess. I mean, sure. That would be awesome. But, and I may do some sort of salesy bullshit at the end. I don't know. I might say if I can get five guys to sign up, I'll give you my program for, I don't know. Right now it's $1,200. Maybe I'll give it to you for $1,000. I don't know. And by the way, you know, again, I'm going to get back to episodes on the program, but so I am charging $1,200 at this point. It's slowly but surely ramped up. I've been told by many folks, mentors and stuff, Justin Delahanty for one, said you need to charge way more than that. Like, that's insane that you're only charging that amount of money. I can tell you the Alpha Code now is, I think, a $3,500 program. So, and my program's 4 weeks longer. So it's, you know, in my opinion, it's a fucking steal. But anyway, it's really honestly not the purpose. I think it might be it's something that might come at the end, you know, but it won't be, it's not just for that. I really just want to give you this stuff to help. I also think I might, so it's going to be on Zoom. So I'll probably record it and I'll probably broadcast it. If everyone's okay with that, I'm going to make sure everyone's okay with that. If they want to turn off the camera or whatever, but I'll probably broadcast it live in the Divorce Support for Men group. I'm not 100% sure. I'll wait till everyone jumps on and see what everyone thinks and feels. At this point, I think there are 29 that have said they're going to go and 10 that are maybe, I think. I fucking five could show up. I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't care. I'm just trying to put out something that I think is helpful. So Wednesday, July 19th, 9 PM Eastern. And I think, again, depending on the folks that are attending, what their thoughts are, I may put it out as an episode as well. It is sort of based around a block of weeks in the program. It won't be exactly like that because I also have negative behaviors. There's a block of week 7 to week 11 that's sort of around sort of dealing with our issues and making changes. And it's, so there I'll be sort of cherry picking out of those weeks to specifically address negative thoughts. Negative thoughts are in there, but so is negative behaviors. So is making some decisions about accepting or changing who you find out you are when you're doing this examination process. So if you want to attend, just hit me up. I hope to see you. I'm really excited about it, to be honest with you. I'm going to be shooting for 60 minutes, but maybe it'll go longer. Maybe it'll be shorter. Shit, I really don't know. I think 60 minutes is where it will end up. And of course, there will be time for questions and things of that nature. So I hope to see you there. And so I think that's all I got. I don't mind doing solo episodes, but I really, really like interviewing folks. So I won't be doing a lot of solo episodes. I won't be strictly doing solo episodes. I shouldn't say I won't be doing a lot. I'm sure that I will over the course of time. I will probably do a lot, whatever the fuck a lot means. But I really like interviewing people, and I'm going to get back to that. Just, I appreciate your patience. I appreciate you guys. You know, some of you reached out and asked, when's the next one? Or, are you going to come back? You know, I've had those questions. I am not done. I needed a break, and I don't know that I'm 100% back yet, but I am starting to make strides, to get completely and fully back in terms of, bringing on guests and experts and things of that nature. And I am incredibly excited about some of the folks that I have talked with in the past. You know, I definitely think there's much more to cover. There's much more to learn. There's much more to gain. There's much, so many more people that need this support and this help. I love doing it, man. And I'm going to keep churning them out. So, if you need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out. And in the meantime, take care of your brothers, reach out, give support, get support. Take care. Much love. Later. Thank you so much for watching and or listening. Since my separation in July of 2019, I have done an incredible amount of work on myself. I've had many different therapists, life coaches, and went through different programs. I've taken all that I've learned and put it into my own program called Forged by Fire. If you are interested in having me help you navigate your divorce, please hit my website, risingphoenixdivorcecoach.com. I look forward to working with you.